You're listening to Valley of Praise on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, Lunga, I want us to go back and talk about Adam hiding. And there's a reason why I talk about hiding.
Mm. Yeah.
It would seem as if...
I think it's fitting, actually, the way you said
it. It would seem as if when we fail, we hide. Are we... Would you say we're afraid to face issues? Or is it that we need time to think and contemplate and find our direction and purpose in life?
It's the one leads to the other.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's both.
Yeah.
But I say one leads to the other.
Right.
What I mean by that is we need time to process and think.
All right.
We do need time.
Mm-hmm.
I speak for myself. Like, if I'm in an environment where I'm also just getting confronted, it's like my brain kind of freezes. Everything, and then the emotions, and there's, I need to respond, and I need to be part of this conversation. I need to show that I'm present and I'm involved. But then I can't think.
Yeah.
So I need, give me a minute to process.
Yeah.
And then thus the fear creeps in.
Mm-hmm.
The window opens up for the fear to come in.
Right.
The fear is wait a minute. Maybe I don't have an answer. Or wait a minute. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
Or wait a minute. I've never been here before. what do I do? Do I turn left? Do I turn right? Do I sit down? Do I stand? What do I do? You know? That void, that area where we're like, oh my God, I don't know.
And the consequences is what we're afraid of.
100%. No, it's. I don't think it's the consequences as such, because we really get into things, we do things without thinking of consequences. It's the not knowing.
Right.
Of what's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ego. So remember now.
Let's try.
Yeah, both men and women have got ego. Let's also underline that. It's not just a male thing.
But we've got a bigger one.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. Why? Also because we have either society, or it's God, or it's us, or whatever. But in innate, on birth, we've got these things that comes on us. There's a responsibility that we fantasy. There's a responsibility that we need to take up as men. And then, like you asked, like you said, that's what I'm saying. You put it perfectly. We hide,
right?
Because one, fear.
Yeah.
Two, shame.
Yeah.
Three, we need the time, but we are afraid to ask for the time because we feel like I should know. Why do I need the time? Like, I should know. Mm-hmm. And if I don't know, I'm out. I'm gone.
You know, Lunga, let's talk about not knowing. And look, I'm a father, two girls.
Yes.
And the most interesting thing is that my wife is very mathematical in her thinking.
Yeah.
And the kids are also mathematical in their thinking. So what it means is that we sit at home there, and then they ask each other mathematical questions. Then they come to me and say, Daddy, now let's talk about this.
I see where you're going. I see where you're going, Tommy. And then you don't know.
And I sit there and I'm like, Lord, help me.
Jesus. Why me?
And this is what you're talking about. The not knowing. Because I think when you said not knowing, what it does to me is I tend not to want them, my daughters, not to know. I don't want them to know that I don't know. And I'm more focused on them wanting, not knowing, wanting them not to know that I don't know. Instead of me focusing on saying, what is it that I can do to know? And I think that's where the problem is with us
Boom.
Men. We're more focused on protecting our ego and our esteem more than we are resolving the problem.
Oh, yes. And also another thing is, right, This also is because of the teachings that we've received.
Yeah.
Either, and not just when you talk about this thing, parents like they take a knock. No, yeah. It's not about you as parents. No. It's about you are in there, yes, but it's about everything else and society as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. Mm. So it's that as boys and men, to some extent, we are told and taught that we should know. And if you don't know, you get into trouble. You get a beating or things just kind of get destroyed.
Yeah.
Because you don't know and you didn't take the time to know. Mm. And I think you're very right. That is the beginning part.
Yeah.
Is to say, I don't know, but let's get to know together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, let's come together and let's get to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the first thing that we need to do as men. That's why I love Movember, because it's the time we say, yo, men, let's come together and try and figure this thing out.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But for us to figure this thing out, I need you to be alive, man.
Yeah.
And for us to figure this thing out, I need you to take care of your health. I need you to take care of your mind and you take care of your emotions.
Mm.
So let's come, let's figure this thing out. You know, we need to be able to sit in the, I don't know, because that's vulnerability, man.
Yeah.
That is vulnerability as a man to say, hey, chief, I don't know, man.
Mm. I just want to take it back to Adam. He did not know the way out of the mess
they had
put themselves in. And now, because he doesn't know, he doesn't say to Eve, I don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't say to God, I don't know.
Mm.
He says, rather he turns around and he says, you see, the mess that I'm in is you, God. Because you brought this one. And that talks to...
Sure, my guy.
Let me put it this way. I've never phrased it this way. Vulnerable accountability. It's not accountability that blames others. It's accountability that says, I don't know. Let me ask. And that's the challenge as men that we have.
Yeah.
We don't ask. Because there's an assumption that as a man, you know. And maybe, Lunga, that's driven by the fact that society says, be a man. And society doesn't tell you how to be a man.
Thank you. I was going to say, they say, be a man and leave it like that.
Yeah.
You must figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and another thing is we've never, like, it sounds like an excuse, but it's not really an excuse. It's just the reality of things, right? Is that even our fathers didn't show us.
Yeah.
So they don't know what you have to ask.
Yeah.
They were not vulnerable enough to come back.
Yeah.
They hid, just like Adam hid from God.
Yeah.
Instead of walking towards that vulnerability, walking towards that painful thing and say, yo, my son, I didn't know how to be your father.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to sit still with emotions.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to go back to your mother and try.
Yeah.
I was not working. I didn't have any money. Mm. And I felt that sending her 50 rand was not going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I was afraid to go in and talk to her even about that.
Yeah.
I've had many interesting conversations with women, especially those who are close to me. And, you know, she says that, dude, it's not really about the money. It's about you coming here and you talking to me and you say, this is who I am. This is what I have. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm working on. This is what I'm working towards. This is what I think what I'm working towards can possibly produce.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I got $100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's something totally different from the man hiding.
Yeah.
Because another thing is, and the people that understand is that, less like Adam says, he is hiding because he felt a particular way.
Yes.
Right? He's hiding because he thought of himself in a particular way. Mm-hmm. But God, I'm naked, I'm exposed.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily hiding from the issue, but it's hiding from the emotions and the feeling and what is perceived about the issue. That's the problem. You know what I mean? So that's why the woman will translate that as it's about me. This guy is, it's no, no, no.
Yeah.
There's so many things we're trying to deal with that we don't understand.
Yeah.
The fact that I can come to you and say, hey, Khosol, I'm like this, I'm like this, I'm like this, I'm like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's something that's totally different. Some other men are able to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then on the backhand, they're unable to process and manage the emotions that come out of that.
Yeah.
What they do is they come and say, hey, I don't have this.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen because I don't have it. And then it's the end.
There's no engagement.
No. It's more of an instruction.
Yeah.
It's more of, hey, look, this is what it is. So you need to adjust to what it is. And then it's over. So you see, we become so unbalanced on either side of things.
Mm.
So that's why I'm saying that, you know, this is why our theme for the month is so vital, because there's so many things that we need to unpack, right? Because the beginning of all things in there is, like you're saying, that is understand that we are hidden as men.
Yeah.
Why are we hiding?
Yeah.
And then once you get into the hide, why are we hiding? We're able to break down the emotions, the other things there. That's why in my life coaching business, I like this year, I really taken a 100% focus on men, 100% focus on young boys, and teaching emotional intelligence, because there is so much there when it comes to emotional intelligence, because it also impacts our ability to talk.
You know, but I will save this for later.
Sure.
I was reading something last night, and I didn't know this previously, to say that there is emotional vocabulary.
Oh, yeah.
And you're talking about expressing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to muddle this emotional vocabulary, because they say that the more you study, the more you get to, say you get to master's, your vocabulary increases.
Hallelujah.
You get to PhD, your vocabulary increases.
I like that. Yes, I like this. Yes.
It kind of seems like we're not doing that. We're not studying. We're kind of keeping our vocabulary like...
Yeah, our vocabulary emotionally is like, hey, I'm upset. Hey, I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Hey, not right now.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our vocabulary is very, I'm hurt. No, I'm hurt is a very rare.
We don't say I'm hurt. No, we don't say.
Yeah. Hey, I'm angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm angry. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
You know, or yeah.
You're trying to control me.
Yes.
Who are you? You're not my mom.
Exactly. Yeah. This is my time, or it's my money, or I'm the one who's saying this. It's very, our emotional vocab is very shallow. And our emotional vocab is like, if it was a book, it'd be like one page.
Wow.
The reason why, like you said, I like your example to say that, as you study in varsity, you get to third year, your vocab is at a particular level.
Yeah.
Honours, it grows.
Yeah.
Masters, it grows.
Yeah.
PhD, it grows.
Yeah.
Doctorate, it's even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We are still stuck at primary school crash level in terms of our emotions. Mm-hmm. But the more you study, the more vocab you have, the more you say, sweetheart, I don't like this that you're saying, because it's frustrating me.
Mm.
It's frustrating me in the sense that I feel that you are not really giving me a chance to express myself as I am struggling to do so, and that makes me frustrated. And it then leads me to become angry, and then I speak the way I speak because you are not being patient with me. You know, when you do that, because now you've taken time to do what? To heal. You've taken time for yourself. You've been patient with yourself. You know, so now you can see an environment where someone's not being patient with you.
Mm.
You can say, but I understand you're upset.
Yeah.
I think you have every right to feel however way you need to feel.
Mm-hmm.
At the same breath, I feel it's important that you allow me to feel and express myself in a manner that I feel.
Yeah.
We don't have to agree.
Mm.
These are feelings. It's the way you feel. My feelings, your feelings may not be the truth, but they are true to you, and thus I respect them. I expect you to do the same for me.
Mm.
And when you raise your voice, I get confused, and automatically I get upset because it triggers me to think I'm being under attack, and the man inside of me wants to raise up and not just use words, but shut down this advancement of attack. And because I feel that my words may not produce the same impact like your words are producing the impact on me, I'll use my physicality to do so. Now, this has been communicated verbally.
Wow. Gentlemen, if you're listening, that's how to be vulnerable. Lunga is just giving us an example.
Oh, yeah. There it is, yeah. And in all fairness, this type of level of vocab, which still expands, I'm still building up mine because I'm still diving into my vulnerability even more. First thing is, before I get there, is that you need to dive into your vulnerability without the fear that you going into your own vulnerability will affect someone else. You need to remove, because we feel guilty for wanting to heal ourselves. That's another conversation.
Yeah, that's another conversation.
Yeah, we feel guilty for wanting to do that. But what I'm trying to say is that it's when you get to this type of place, it's very difficult. It's very hard because you need to fight your own self, your own boundaries, your own identity that you created around yourself, you know, and the examples that you've picked up along the way, either from a father or maybe if from a father or from the absence of a father, you still learn something from the absence, or you pick up something from other men, or you pick up something because of experience. Remember, we've been taught to figure it out.
Yeah.
So in the process of figuring out, I get hardened.
Yeah.
Because the world is not friendly.
Yeah.
It slaps me around, and then I need to harden myself. And then I pick up certain traits, and I'm like, oh, okay, so I must behave this way.
Yeah.
But now that you want to expand your vocab, not for her sake.
Yeah. No. But for your own sake.
Because if you do it for her sake, classic example, she leaves, then what?
Yeah. Then you
or the job you're doing it for, they fire you.
Yeah.
Or your business you're doing, it goes under. Then what? So that's why I think you and I spoke about this in the previous show. Identity is crucial, and alignment with God. That's why I love the scripture you chose when you opened up with, which God came and is looking for Adam. He's looking for his creation. He's looking for his likeness. You know, if God is looking for his own likeness and he's not finding it there, that means that this person is no longer reflecting the likeness of God.
Wow.
Then now that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
That's a problem. And then when God, see, another thing is God is so faithful to his own word. He's not saying to Adam, that's a problem. He's like, he's asking him, but my guy, why are you hiding? Maybe tell me, why are you hiding?
Wow.
And then he's like, no, I'm vulnerable. This is us men now, 2024. Man, why are you hiding? It's because I'm exposed, man. I don't know how to navigate through this broken marriage. Or I don't know how to navigate through... I don't know how to navigate through a very difficult child. Like, I don't know how to parent or father this kid because I never had a father myself. I'm vulnerable. I'm exposed. I'm running a business, which I think is going down the drain because I've never been able to ask for help. I feel like it's weakness. I'm exposed. I don't know where I'm at. I instead of talking to my partner, I use my fists. I'm exposed. It hurts me. I'm exposed. I don't know. I'm lost. I don't know. I'm lost. And then God is like, okay, all right. So you're lost. Tell me, I hope you did not eat from the tree of fear. I hope you did not eat from the tree of feeling inadequate. I hope you did not eat from the tree which tells you are less than.
Wow.
I hope you did not go into that environment where you pick up lessons from a Shabin drunk at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you got advice or no, you can show her who you are. I hope it did not go the other direction where I didn't say you must go to. I hope it didn't happen. Hey, but God, yeah, it did, but it's not my fault, it was her fault. I think the conversation went on further between them two.
Yeah.
I don't, what do you mean she took you there?
Yeah.
My man. Like, who are you?
Yeah. Aren't you an independent person?
And did I not make you ruler of all these things? Okay. That means clearly, if you're going to abdicate your position, then we have a problem. This is why now, I think she then says, how? Chief. We were together here, my leader. Hey, this guy. Now when God is here, you change your mind?
Wow.
You flip out on me? No wonder she's got resentment. No wonder she's got. No wonder she's angry. No wonder she wants to get rid of this thing inside of you. Not you as a man, but this thing that says to you, you can run away from, you can hide, like you said. You can hide. This thing that says that you have a choice.
Yeah.
To say, I not my party.
Yeah.
Not a coming. I'm not attending. You have a choice when the kids need X, Y, and Z. You have a choice. You have a choice in the business going down. What I'm not gonna. I'm gonna go and do this. It's like you have a choice.
Wow.
There's one thing I'm learning from my business partner and the guys at work is that we need to get up and still grind. Like no matter what happens, no matter how painful, how hard. We need to figure it out, and let's ask each other. Let's figure it out together. Now, Adam at that point in time decided on his own. On his own, he didn't decide with Eve to hide. I don't hear anywhere it says he spoke to Eve. Yo, Eve, man, hey, we need to go into hiding. Hey, we just messed up. Or he's he just decides to hide. And God is asking, but my guy, what's going on? You know why?
Yeah.
And then he explains and he tells him why. And okay, sharp, I hear you saying what happened. But we spoke about this thing. I told you don't go there.
Yeah.
And then? No, but she, okay. You know what, now? Let me take this. Because clearly, let me take this. You're not ready. Or you don't want it. You know? So that's what is happening now in society with men. We somehow, look, I may not be right. We somehow sat back and thought like, it's all good. It's all gravy. It's okay. Nah? And then now when women are rising to get whatever they feel and believe is good for them, we start shaking and quivering and crying and whatever. That's why I'm saying we need to talk about empowering ourselves and each other outside of her. It does not need to happen because she's doing this. No. We need to empower ourselves because we need to. It's just human nature. It is what we need to be doing regardless of what they are doing or not doing. We need to do that. And also another thing that we need to be very cautious of is to be framed in a particular narrative or to be framed in a particular direction of empowering ourselves, to frame ourselves in a particular way which works for them or works with them or we are so afraid to shake the boat that we don't want to speak the truth.
Yeah.
It needs to be raw, unfiltered truth when it comes to us men. This is why Movember is vital. This is why us coming together as men and taking back masculinity and defining it ourselves, because it's been defined for us by them.
I'm talking to Ulunga Ngalandlovu, the founder of BWSA Brave Works Support Academy, a suicide prevention organization. And as I said earlier on, we're not diving into suicide, just talking about suicide. We need to understand where things broke. And the one thing that we have identified is that when things broke, men hid, then blamed the woman and blamed God in the same process. He didn't take accountability. And the question that we're posing to us as men this morning, are we taking accountability and responsibility for the things that have been broken by us? Or the things that we've driven other people to break? And this conversation still continues.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.